Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifestor and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5.
That's why we're here. We're here to make this world more whole, more alive, more expansive. We are a portal for God's light. We are a portal for people to see wider, to see a wider frame. But the greatest way we do that is by standing in our most alive, sexy, joyful alignment.
Thanks to Credit Karma for supporting my podcast, Credit Karma. Apply with more confidence today. Ready to apply? Head to creditkarma.com/loan offers to see personalized offers. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to the podcast. Oh my gosh. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I have just been at this retreat that we have going on this weekend in Boca, and it's just been exhilarating, life-changing, mesmerizing. I can't wait to do one of these again. It's so powerful. Yesterday we had a gorgeous sound bath healing and meditation, and we had a hypnotist come in, and we did so much beautiful work moving through our resistance and really claiming and owning all that really is true, that we know, that we've always known about who we are, about our potential, about what we desire to allow into our life. And it's just been so gorgeous to be in this incredible space with women who are so courageous and so compassionate and so talented. And I just can't wait to do one again. By the way, not only will we be doing more events, but if you want to be on a retreat like this, we are doing the next one in the fall for everyone who's in the mastermind. And if you're curious about applying for the mastermind, it is a 6-month intensive immersion program with me. And we will spend not only 6 months together, we will have our own private retreat. You will have one-on-one coaching as well as this group experience to fully catapult you into this next level life experience. If you want to apply, you can go to kathyheller.com/mastermind. If you're feeling like you want to be in on something and start moving this energy and calling in abundance, and you've never taken one of my programs and you want to dive in, get in now, because tomorrow the pre-sale closes for my program Abundant Ever After. And if you sign up before tomorrow, you can save $500. This is a 12-week immersion, beautiful group coaching experience. You'll have lots of live calls with me on Zoom, not to mention gorgeous videos and modules that you can digest in your own time. So you'll get the hybrid experience of being able to be with me live, plus to have the time on your own to really spend diving into this abundance work. And this program is normally full price, but right now till tomorrow, you get $500 off if you go to kathyheller.com/join, and we'll be starting in just a couple weeks. So today I want to share a couple coaching segments I did with two incredible women, Diane Gibbs and Hannah Meza Irvine. I want to give them such a huge thank you for letting us share this on the podcast, because I know these conversations are really helpful and they shine a light on what's possible for you. So first you're going to hear from Diane, who has a podcast going, and she's getting so much good feedback that her voice is needed in this world, but she wasn't sure what she had to offer, and her biggest dream is to do more philanthropic work. So I'm going to talk to her about how she can reach for her highest and most desirable joyous place and why it's so important to align with that. Here we go.
Hi.
Hey, Kathy.
All right, let's dive into you, okay? I have my pad and pencil, paper and pen.
Cool.
And so I have a few questions, and I think this is going to be really helpful to you. So let's dive in. Okay, so question number one, what is it right now that's feeling like this is bothering me? This is the barrier to what I really want. Like, what's going on? What's that pain point for you right now?
I really feel, I don't see like how to make money on my business, on my podcast. I can see it down the line, like doing experiences, but I just started. So I just went live on Wednesday and for the 420 reasons I quit drinking. So it's incredible. I had a friend who was a marketing and social media. That's what she does for a living. And she called me. She said, I want to work with you. I want to move you forward. And I can see what you want to do. So that was one of my barriers, like some of my tech and getting the word out there. And I feel I have that support. I just don't see like my offers. I haven't felt the coaching yet, but I just started. So I want to do experiences. I want to take people like to a non-paying experience, cruising around on a bike, seeing the murals of Chicago, going to the beach, going to the Wonder Museum, finding other things that you can do that don't have to involve alcohol. So I'd like to take people over to Africa to feed the baby animals in the David Sheldrick, one of their locations. And just, I want to do philanthropic work. I just want this place to be, my podcast to be a safe place that you can come and really kind of relate to the crazy stories that have happened and go, my gosh, I've been there. And, you know, I want freedom from that, but I want to make sure I can still have fun and I want to show people fun experiences.
Okay. I think I got it. So you said, I can't quite see how this is going to make money. And then when I just asked you, and my second question you just answered, which is what would you really want this to look like? And you said all of these beautiful things like bike riding and going to Africa, like all of that stuff is very expansive. And you threw in there philanthropic, right? So I was just curious, like in terms of the energy of that, like, do you even envision those things? Let's say you got to do all of those things, take people to Africa. Do you envision yourself charging a lot for those experiences and making seven figures creating that business? Do you even envision that would feel like something you could grow into that, or that feels good or exciting about that?
It does. I really think the people that would probably kind of want to do the philanthropic work that I like, what my heart tugs toward, I think those people have the money.
Yeah.
You know, I want to make the seven figures so my pockets pour generously. That's what I want. And so to be able
That's the whole point. That's the whole point, right? This book is so amazing. It's all about the yoga of money. So then that's interesting, isn't it? Because your first comment was, I can't quite seem to think how I would make money from this. And your last comment was, these kinds of people have the money to do this. Right.
Yes. I don't know even why I said I can't see it. Like, I see experiences and so I just want to make sure I'm moving it forward and executing them.
What about you? Like, your part of it. Like, you told me about what would be so fun to create for them and you would be a part of it, right? Going to Africa. But I just want to hear for a second you. Like, imagine if you did have those pockets to pour generously from and the podcast has grown. Like, what does that mean for your life? If all of that, like, how would that feel? And what would that mean for you if all of that was happening?
Wow, if I could just live a philanthropic life and just pouring into the causes that I believe in and just support, do, you know, impactful investments in organizations. I'm really do a ton of philanthropy currently, and that's where my heart is. And I just want to be able to continue to do that in any possible way. You know, I want to make these experiences so that it's a service experience and a vacation, you know, as well. And I've had two really great careers. And in the food industry, my family had an amazing restaurant and a legacy. But you know what? I really believe it's my time to serve the Lord. And I just want to be here to give back. I want to share my story about how, you know, I found the freedom from alcohol. It was a huge thing that was over my life. And I actually really, all my stories, my ambition was a book and then to do a series, a TV series, a crazy, funny TV series like Fleabag. But now I know there's so much more to it. Like talking here with you, I didn't even know the podcast was possible until you sparked that. And then my mind has been going 100 miles a minute because of everything I've done with you. And it's just been amazing. I'm this visionary that I got, my visions have been tapped to in the past several years. And they are so free flowing. I actually hired Andrea Lee, one of the gals on this, because she's helping me organize my thoughts and my time. I met with Michelle Bender. We talked about kind of putting my book in order. I found another gal, Heather Leonard, who has been helping me dive deep to find out what that grief in my life and what I've talked about. And then I just feel like I'm going to be coming out of this more whole than ever. And if I can, this is my next step. And I know that this podcast, like it was a book, but it's really a podcast. And, you know, just the freedom from alcohol was so much for me. The ability to help others is what I'm all about. And being able to have deep pockets to pour out generously is what I want to do and travel the world.
Amazing. That last riff, that could power Times Square. Did you feel the energy through that? That's it. And that's really what we're doing, right? Is that, and I talk about this all the time, is like, I'm here to widen the aperture so that the lens is widened, so that you do see out that window, but you see that same sunrise, it's just here. Like that TV show, of course that should be a TV show. If that's lighting you up, how many people right now need to have those 420 reasons? They need it yesterday, right? Yep. And I just want to read this to you because you're just making me think of it. It's a Esther Hicks quote. Well, this is just a part of it, but it's not the whole quote. But it says, when you're in alignment with who you really are, you cannot help but uplift those whom you come into contact with. Your value to those around you hinges only on one thing, your personal alignment. So I say that because we want to give to people, 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 right? Hell yes. That's why we're here. We're here to make this world more whole, more alive, more expansive. We are a portal for God's light. We are a portal for people to see wider, to see a wider frame. But the greatest way we do that is by standing in our most alive, sexy, joyful alignment, because the abundance already exists for them too. Okay. They have a direct portal, right? Every person, every single human who's ever been put here, right, has the same antenna. It's just, they're not all turned on to the same music. So when we walk in alignment, we start turning them on. Like picture Dorothy walking through the Emerald City in black and white. And as she walks, if she's aligned, everything turns into color. That's it. Because God doesn't create abundance just for you or just for me. It's all about them tuning the antenna to hear the music. The antenna's there. There's just, they can't hear it. The Wi-Fi signal is choppy, right? So when I say, what do you want, right? I want you to reach for the greatest, most sexy, most desirable, most joyful place for Diane, because that is when you, in fact, turn the lights on for everybody else. They just go, that's possible. Look how she feels. Look how in integrity, in her skin, authentic, alive, happy, joyful, creative, right? And then people, you just start magnet. There's like a magnet. People just start moving in towards you, right? So what we were just doing is we were like turning the music on louder and we were changing the station. So we got more clarity just now, right? We could feel the signal, right? So yeah. It's all here, Diane. That's the thing. So what does it cost you if you were to not fully change that signal? Like, what's the cost of staying in the exact same place and not fully expanding?
Oh, that That's just not even possible.
You're like, but, not available for it.
No, it's happening. I mean, for that friend to call me yesterday and tell me what she hears of what I'm doing. She knows, she understands my vision. She hears the TV show. She's heard one episode. She heard one episode and goes, I need to help you and market you. And I know what you've got is a huge story here. The things just keep on falling into alignment. God just keeps on bringing me the people, the resources, the ability, the time. I quit my job 3 years ago. This is my year to do it. I lived my best life. I took care of my parents for 2 years during the pandemic. And it is my turn, my focus. And God brought me, like, I came across you on Instagram. I didn't know who you were. And you, crazy. I followed that challenge. And you said podcast. I was up till 4:30 in the morning. My body was vibrating. I was downloading all this information on this podcast. What could happen? It's amazing. You know,
and it is amazing.
I set two deadlines, March 1st and April 20th. And I hit those deadlines and I recorded a podcast and I posted it and got it live. And
it's so amazing. Yeah. And what you just reminded me of is there is a place where we feel we are at capacity. Like, it's kind of like, let's say you're riding a Peloton bike and you start to feel like you're hitting the wall, like you're done, your muscles, you're tired, you're exhausted, you're 23 minutes into the ride. And then there's this way in which sometimes the strength comes, whether the instructor pulls it out of you or God gives it to you, and you find 11 more minutes on that ride. And you realize my capacity is beyond this barrier reef. My capacity was like, whoa, right? And what you just said was kind of like that supersize, like superpower capacity, which we all have that. That's it, right? You're in that place. And from that place, there's no way you're not going to turn the lights on for everybody else. And there's no way that so many things are not just going to continue to move like so fast, right? Because from that place, so much happens. So why did you feel like perhaps this mastermind was your next step? What made you think that that even could be a step for you?
I just feel that keep on following along in this program. I continue to move forward. I might not have put my offers out, but the whole, my mindset is moving.
Energy-wise, yeah.
Yes, it's all there. I've written it down. I had some stumbling blocks, but I just feel that I'm in the position that I can only go up. I'm not going backwards. And I feel if I kept with the momentum and the accountability and what more that you have to offer in the mastermind, I believe that I am going to hit it. I'm going to have my friends that are the directors and in the movie industry go, Diane, oh my gosh, we've been listening and we think you got it.
I totally see that. And as you were just talking, I see you also being able to help produce and greenlight other projects. I don't know why I just saw that, but I just, maybe because there is so much expansion to where you are that I can see this just becoming a whole hub of lots of different things that are all following that same creative mission to get this beauty into the world. So I absolutely see that. What's really exciting for me is I feel, and we all know these moments, I just feel this, Kath, you got to call people up to a higher level. Like you have to do it. Like, who else is going to do this but you, right? Like you got to step up and call them forward. And it's very exciting. We talked to a few women yesterday. They're all amazing, right? And you put people together who are on that level, right?
Yes.
So the quality of women that are going to be in this is just so powerful. The collaborations and the ways that we're going to move together. So I just know that there's a certain place where there's a certain exchange of dollars and time where when we make that exchange, our ego gets so uncomfortable that we have to show up and override it. It's like the soul just goes, I'm in, I've got sunk costs. I have to do this now. And I'm doing it full blast, totally foot on the gas, all in. And then it's just that momentum, right? Just takes off.
Oh yeah, it's possible and I could do it. I've been helping my parents and I've been talking about making really good investments in people and organizations. And I believe that it's super important for me to continue to make the investment in myself.
You and I just click, and you know that I feel that way. Colleen loves you. And I know that you and the girls who we yesterday, it's powerful to see a group of women come together who have this kind of empathy for the world and are also willing to receive and kind of get into their desire too at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is it. I feel it. You know, I listen to the Lord and he keeps on opening those doors and windows, and you came in and I was trying to like kind of get off of social media, and man, you came in, and then I've just been full force and I'm back in, and just the time I have made sure I've been available for every call. I kind of like when we first started, I go, oh, I'm like, I'm not feeling connected like I did that first week. Oh my gosh. It came back in full force. And then the pods, the people,
yeah,
the stories.
I mean, the amount of cross collaborations and talents that these women have, that you all have, is just so fierce. It's unstoppable. Like the amount of money that will be made, but the amount of money that will get raised for causes, the amount of good that will get done when we are all side by side supporting one another. And I can have that time to dig deeper with you guys week after week after week. It's really valuable.
Well, and I can also, and I'm sure people other, but my thought is like getting these women and putting an experience together, and you know, everybody come and go, this is what I'm offering.
That's what always happens. Like, I bet you, if you are making an offer to take 10, 15 women to Africa, all these women in the mastermind are going to be your first buyers.
Yeah. No, and I'm already, I mean, I keep on just downloading more information and just writing down all my hopes and dreams and all these things the experiences that I want to do. I want to create an app, and I wonder how that works so that you can do something that is, doesn't cost any money, that's philanthropic, that there's service events available for you to participate in. There are, you know, mission trips that you can take. And, you know, going up and, you know, building a house, digging a well, doing something with animals.
You know, and Diane, you are such a leader. I feel like God has put such leadership on you. And it reminds me kind of, do you know Bob Goff? Do you follow Bob Goff?
Oh, I love Bob.
I've had him on my show. And he's a friend of mine, and I just adore him. And you remind me of him. Like, he's just always like, hey man, let's just raise our hand. Let's just get available. Let's just do stuff. Next thing he knows, he says, I was digging wells in Africa. I just said, yes. I just said, I'm available. I'll pick up a shovel. Next thing I know, I'm helping hundreds of thousands of people around the world. Next thing I know, I'm just taking in my neighbor's garbage because he was away. But then that was something I could be available to do. Next thing I know, he invites me to this investment opportunity. I said, okie doke, just taking in your garbage. Like, it made $5 million on an event. Like, it's your leadership. I think there's something so sacred about having gone through a program where you freed yourself from drinking, because that is like slaying the ultimate dragon, right? And now that you've done that, where you've gone, you can bring people out of any well. That's how I feel. And so you know that God's like, I saved your life. You saved your life so that you could help millions of people. And you know it. And it's so exciting. And I can feel that leadership in you. And I think about what he's doing. And just that strikes me as a model for you, because there's no end to what he's doing. It's like, it's books, it's retreats. He's opening up his own site of, on-site. He owns that. He just built the Oaks in San Diego. He's just, it's nonstop what he's doing. Taking people on experiences to Africa, same thing.
That love everybody always, and the whole, that book with all those thumbprints. Oh my gosh. The whole thing with the voodoo doctors, and he taught them to read with Bibles and his book.
Yeah.
I just think that's the most beautiful thing in the whole wide world. And he adopted that little boy.
I know.
And he was able to have kids.
He's amazing.
I just want to help for the better good.
And when you have that as your intention, God just blesses it. Just blesses it.
He has been. I'm so fortunate. I'm the luckiest woman in the world. I'm 54 and I'm in a midlife retirement, and I've been living my best life. And then I'm like, God, my word this year is transformation. And my church is like, I found a new church and they're like transformation. And I joined this class and this has been a transformational experience. My life has changed.
It's such a gift to sit in your presence. And I'm just so excited for, this is literally just scratching the surface of what's coming. It really is.
I can feel it. I agree. I'm there. If I can be part of it, it's my turn.
I love this, Diane.
Thank you,
okay,
Kat.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. So excited. You're such a blessing. I don't even like, I hope you feel it and know it. My gosh, I just want to hug you and thank you for giving me this opportunity and opening my eyes to see where it's possible.
He loves us so much.
He does.
When you get to heaven, you'll see if he had a refrigerator, your picture's on it, Diane.
I love that. That's so
you know
cool.
What I mean? He just loves you so much.
You too.
And that's awesome. What we're doing. We're just going to give that love away.
Yep. I agree.
All right. Well, onward to be continued. Okay. I love All it. Right. So I'm excited to spend that time with you. Okay.
You too. Thanks, Kat.
I love talking with Diane. She is such a real life Tinkerbell with her energy. You can follow her at Diane E. Gibbs and go listen to her amazing podcast, 420 Reasons Why I Quit Drinking. Before we go on, I just want to thank our sponsor. Are you paying down old credit card debt? A personal loan could be your solution. Loans usually come with fixed monthly payments, making them a simple way to help pay off your credit cards. Plus, loans usually have lower interest rates than credit cards do, and that's why I think Credit Karma can help you find the best option for you. Credit Karma uses your credit data to find loan offers that are personalized to you so you have a better idea of what loan amount you can get approved for. They'll even show you your chances for approval so you can choose between loan offers that you're more likely to get approved for and apply with more confidence. It's 100% free to compare loan offers on Credit Karma. Plus, it won't affect your credit scores and you could end up saving money. Credit Karma, apply with more confidence today. Ready to apply? Head to creditkarma.com/loan offers to see personalized offers. Go to creditkarma.com/loan offers to find the loan for you. That's creditkarma.com/loan offers. All right, now we're going to get into my call with Hannah, who's a former divorce attorney and wants to create a course for newly qualified lawyers, but she feels that the more it grows and the more money she makes, the more work and stress it's going to create. We're going to get into what that's all about and how she can move past those narratives. This is really good stuff. Take a listen.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Well, that's awesome that you're here. I've got my pen and paper. I'm taking notes. So I have a few questions that hopefully will support you. So first question, what is this thing that you really feel is sort of this thing that you want? And what's feeling like it's in the way? What's the barrier to what you really want?
So my idea, which I came up with during Abundant Ever After. So I used to be a divorce attorney. So kind of in the,
as you said that, I'm like, you have this like shimmery pixie dust of like smile beauty. And I'm like, wow, that's such an intense, tough energy to be in. Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot. It didn't suit me.
Nope. It's not a match. No.
So, but my idea is to work with newly qualified lawyers. So kind of the first 5 years that they qualify and do a course, which is a lot like your course in that I think the first half will be mindset. So a lot of the things that we've talked about, just setting up the foundation. And then the second half, more practical aspects to do with having a successful legal career, like finding a mentor, connecting with clients, getting referrals.
Oh, love it.
Branding,
love it, love it.
Like personal brand. Even if you work for a big firm, I think you still need to know who you are and who you want to be.
Everything in me is lighting up right now. I'm like, yeah. yes. Keep going.
And just, I think there's a lot of myths around what it takes to be a successful lawyer, so that you have to work your butt off for 10 years to even figure out what's going on. And that you have to work all these crazy hours, no work-life balance, all of that. And so it's just kind of just questioning that, like, I know I've met people. So I started a podcast in this course as well. So I've just been finding people on Instagram who are cool lawyers
Anna, this is so good. I want to scream it from the rooftop.
Thank you.
So I'm seeing it. I see all the humans. I see all these lawyers. I see them gathering. I see their shoulders going back and dropping into ease. I see their Instagram growing. I see them stepping in. I see them growing their business. I see the testimonials coming in. I see you making seven figures doing this. I see the whole freaking thing. It's so genius. Let me just name this out loud. You calling forward lawyers in their first few years of business and getting that there's a gap in the market that they need the same kind of business advice and business coaching as I would give or someone else would give for their book of business, right? That is so brilliant because at the end of the day, they're still owning and operating a business. They need more clients. And so what's fabulous about what you're saying and doing is that that is a total hole in the marketplace. There's a lot of people who will help entrepreneurs if they are going into coaching, if they are going into products, if they are going into doing some kind of artistry. You know, there's tons of that stuff for actors, for this, for whatever, for writers, lots for writers. And yet, how much more could a lawyer stand out if they applied everything we just did? Like, honestly, if you were to copy and take from and then add your own magic to what I taught, right? And then all the other beautiful teachers you've had and books you've read, but move them into that, they don't even think of it. I'll give you a good example. So over the last week, I've been looking at new houses to buy. That's like my thing. It's like homes. I'm like always like new house. I thought, hang on a second. Aren't there realtors who are on Instagram? Like instead of me looking at the Redfin or the Zillow or the MLS and then emailing someone, I was like, and I started to see, oh my gosh, there's all these realtors who get that they're also owning and operating a business. And then they would do reels, funny reels. Like this one guy was like, he plays this character where he puts a wig on. He goes, this is the realtor Janet. She like brings all this stuff in her car. She has too much going on. So she misses calling you back when someone makes an offer on your house. She has a funny voice. She shows up at your house. She sprays like total perfume everywhere. Like it's funny, right? And what does that do? It makes him stand out. So what happens? He grows his business. So freaking smart when everyone else is like, oh, I'm a realtor. You can find me. Here's my card. Boring, boring, boring. It's like, it could be funny. It could be informational. I have a friend who's in our class, AEA, Jessica, Dr. Jessica Hockman. She's a doctor. And I said to her, Jessica, you need a podcast. You're a pediatrician, podcast, Instagram, start creating content. Why? I'm a doctor. Because you're in business, right? There's a zillion pediatricians, but I get to know you because you do Instagram lives. And she's like, Kathy, you don't understand. Have you changed my business? But Hannah, how many lawyers and doctors think that they need a coach like me? And truth be told, I don't market to them. And it's even more sexy when you're niche. This is giant. Do you get how giant this is?
Probably not. I think I'm just thinking about since doing your course, I've been looking back at all the things that I struggled with when I was practicing. And I've just had all these images of how I could have done better and served my clients better because I felt like I was all over the place like this. And I think that you need your lawyer to be solid and holding in themselves so they can give you the best advice. So since getting to that place myself, I've just been looking back and I'm coming from it as a place, well, this is something I would have signed up for. And a couple of my friends who are leaving as well. Also,
in addition to everything I just said, which has to do with engagement and lead generation and sales, in order to even do that, you have to be able to sustain this job. You have to have the mental health practices that allow you to deal with and tolerate. And that's what they don't teach you. My husband's a lawyer, right? And for 22 years, he would just like go to work, come home like dead, like exhausted, burnt out, the way people scream in the office. And it was like, that was just par for the course. Mm-hmm. And he just, after a certain point, he was like, I can't do this. Like, I just like, right. Not to mention how many contracts he's reading and the papers and the overnight, they would sit overnight sometimes during like a merger. And that's not even divorce. That's just the intensity of like litigation and all that stuff, yeah. right? So add to it the kind of law you might be doing, personal injury law, divorce law, family law, all of it, right?
Yeah, you hear some pretty messed up stuff.
Right. So imagine if you were able to cultivate, and that's really that's the both and, right? Like in our class, that's why I love doing the sort of inside work and then the outer work as well. And I think that you have all that you need to do that. So, okay. Did you notice how excited I just got? So what would it be like for you? Imagine if you built that. Imagine if everything we just said, you built it and you had 100 lawyers by the end of this year paying you a couple thousand dollars. So you made your first million. What would your life be like?
Yeah, I think this is where my biggest block is, in that I think it sounds quite stressful and that I know inside. So I've been doing Joe Dispenza's morning meditation.
The best.
For probably a couple of months now. And I just feel at peace and I know I can feel calm. And just that's what I try and envision when he says, think about the future. It's just me sat here now. Like we've got a beautiful house. We've got a pool. I can just sit by the pool and do it from there. So I know that in myself, but also when it comes to money, it just seems like a lot of work, just managing the financial side. I think so. My husband's in the Air Force, which is why I'm here. He's lived in like Japan, South Korea, Italy. I'm trying to figure out my taxes because my company's registered in England. I've been through like 3 or 4 accountants in the last 12 months because nobody gets me and gets
complicated. Yeah.
Moving around. So it just seems like if I'm going to add more money to that, it just seems a lot of moving parts. And
all right. So this is really juicy, Hannah.
Yeah.
It's really juicy because do you feel all of a sudden how we can use words to talk about it? We can use details, but essentially what just happened is a whole bunch of resistance came up, right? Because there is some belief that's hardwired, which is the more money will create more stress. The more I receive, and this is another way to say it, the more I receive, the more stress, right? And that was something that got put in there at probably age 5, 6, 7, 8, either because we saw that as a model or because we just picked it up somewhere, somehow from the exchange of what we witnessed or the exchange of what we did in our life, where the more we received, the more of a cost there was to pay, or the more that we saw somebody receive, the more there was a cost. So we all have that. And it's a shame. Because here's how I'm going to talk to your ego, the way your ego needs to hear it. Because that's just ego. That's just you putting up a defense to abundance, right? You're not allowing abundance, right? The real Joe Dispenza work is where Deepak in this book talks about the yoga of money. Yoga, the word yoga means to join the inner and the outer. That means we let go of that resistance. Because the money, and you know what I'm gonna say, I'm just gonna show it to you, right? So the infinity sign, it doesn't stop, Hannah, right? It doesn't come here and then you have it. So now it's stressful. It's just a flow of energy that goes right back out, right back out, right back out. So we don't want to cut off abundance because the greatest gift we give to the world is when we are tuned in and there's no edges. And then when people see us, when they feel us rather, they say, oh, this is available to me too.
Mm-hmm.
An endless amount of love, an endless amount of playfulness, because it is. But our own fear gets in the way. And then what Natasha Hemingway said on that call, she said it, I loved how she said, how dare you allow your insecurities or fears to stand in the way? And, you know, speaking of Joe Dispenza, me personally, I remember going to his retreat and there's like 1200 people in the room. And it clicked for me that he was able to let go of ego in order to do that. Meaning if he would make that about ego, it'd be like, how am I going to lead this retreat? Oh my gosh, who am I to even lead all these people? But when he surrenders the ego, he realizes if we're all part of the same ocean and this wave rises, it rises the whole tide. So I'm really just part of this whole ocean. And who am I not to fully rise? Because that would be like saying, who am I to think the world doesn't deserve more goodness? because it's only a hologram, right? We're all in this field. It looks like you and me are separate, but that's an illusion. We're really not. We're really breathing the same. We're just pools of consciousness, right? In this bigger field of consciousness. So there's definitely something there. And on the other side of that, there's a ton of freedom for you. Not to mention the amount of people with their hands on hearts, right? Who get to go back and do what they do, but have the tools to do it and have the tools to make more abundance, right?
Yeah, I feel that in my heart is that I need to share this with people because I've been stressed and depressed and wobbling and just letting the codependency with clients as well is huge of wanting to take on all of their stuff. Like you can give them the advice and then I wanted to go home with them and actually live their life for them.
Oh my God, I've totally... I've had to go through that journey. And you know what's amazing, Hannah? The more that I'm not codependent, my students, they just rise so much more, right? Because what I'm co-signing is, you got this, let's go, right? You don't need Kathy. You need God. You need energy. You need that place that you memorize when you do that dispensa. That's in you. Go home to it. Go home to it, right? So why did you even think that it's possible that this mastermind would be a step for you? Why did you even consider that?
I just love the feeling that I've been in for the last 3 months, just that higher, I felt higher vibrations. I want that to continue. And accountability as well. I work from home and I can just see myself procrastinating. And I just like feeling part of a community and having not having someone tell me what to do, but just knowing that I need to show up and I'm having something in the calendar that I need to be there. Otherwise it's just going to be another 6 months and I'll be here still just having the idea and not having done anything about it.
Oh, and the cost of that. I could just feel the cost of that. It's no good because I'm telling you, this is 6 and 7 figure leaps this year for you. Like, so here's the good news is that this mastermind is both of those things. It's the weekly calls, but we also are going to be keeping you personally accountable. This was our setup, our idea that Colleen and I sort of came up with is this call right now. I would take the notes I have, create bullet points, send them to you. And then over the next 6 months, I'm like, okay, Hannah, we're building that. So I'm going to keep checking in with you saying, where is your offer to these lawyers? What's that first step? What's that next retreat look like? Are you creating that membership? What are you charging? You know they have the money and you know that they need it. So it's not about the money. It's about you calling them forward. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's get 100 people in there at $3,000 this year. That's $1 million, right? Let's move through the energy of those negative resistance. Like we're going to move into it. So this is 6 months. It comes with another one-on-one session, which is twice as long. It comes with a in-person event, which we would be doing together at some gorgeous 5-star resort. We already started looking into beautiful places. We looked into Colorado, Napa Valley. Like we're going to come up with, in fact, we might even come up with a couple in case somebody can't make this one, they could go to this one. So that's included. And we're together also every single freaking week. So there's a lot of time with me in your face in six months.
What I need. Yeah, I need it. Yeah. I guess I just need to, I mean, that is a lot of money for me now. And I know that I just need, once this course is up and running, it's nothing.
Cause it's I'm going to force you to take this golden clarity that you have when you sit in Joe Dispenza every day. And I'm going to force you to just go share that and call people forward, call people forward. You're so pretty. That's like the first thing that I see, right? Is you're pretty and you're so sweet, but you're also a badass.
Yeah.
You're a freaking lawyer. You went to law school. Do you know how freaking strong and fear? It's like, I want that part of you driving the car because the sweet and pretty, that's always going to be there. You've had that. You've dialed that in. You've mastered that, right? You're kind. You're sweet. You're pretty. I feel it, right? You feel it. Everybody likes you. That's not hard. But this badass part, she's got to drive the car for 1 minute. It's enough. So then you're going to drive the car and you're going to be like, all right, guys, I'm calling you forward. Let's go. Here's what we're doing. And you're going to be, it's easier for you. You know, your business is easier because it's so niche. It's so brilliant. And the bottom line is, you could feel from the way that I reacted that I totally see it. I'm 100% certain. So it's done. It's like, you'll move into that certainty and then you're going to go put your offer out. Let's get this done in the first 3 months. Let's get those people in there. They need it. They have the money. This is they're asking them for $3,000 to be part of something that's going to help them grow their business. That's going to be part of something that's going to help their mental well-being and give them also a support group of other lawyers in this phase of their life. No one's doing it. You're going to be speaking at conferences if you want to. You're going to be potentially putting out a book if you want to. Mm-hmm. You're so young. It's like, this is the time to stake your claim. And this one piece, there's something in there that you and I are going to massage out, which is keeping you stuck, which is, but if I make more money, there's pain there. We got to let go of that because that's a story, right?
Yeah.
No such thing that more love, more energy, more receiving needs to make you feel that that causes pain. No. The boundary part, it's when you don't hold for other people. You just show up and shine a light. If the boundary's not there and you're holding too much, that's causing the pain, right? And that's got to shake out whether you start a business or not. And we're going to do that together because you have too much life to live. You're clocking too many miles on your body and your heart by holding too much for people. And it's really co-signing that you don't believe in their potential when you do. So you don't need to hold that for them anymore. You're going to call them into what's really here. Widen the aperture, right? Widen the focus. That's not your job. Let God hold that for them. Let the universe hold it. You're amazing. I really like you. You have my vote. We're not taking everybody because we want to curate this group, right?
Energy. Yeah, I think I'm there. I mean, I made $2,000 this month because I do copywriting as my day job, which I don't love it, but
you can copyright.
I can do copywriting, and then that's the payment for this course.
Hannah, I'm there. I'm going to be able to say to you, here's the sales page that you need to put together for these lawyers, and then the fact that you can do copywriting. Mm-hmm. By the way, you're going to be able to pick up so many clients on the side who are in this mastermind if you just say, like, I'm a copywriter. Do you know how many of my friends want a copywriter who do this kind of coaching and stuff? That pipeline is also there. That's really exciting. So you really,
I would love that. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to refer you anyway, because we might even hire you.
That would be amazing. Yeah. I envisage my course is kind of half of my week and copywriting is half of my week. So.
Okay. Well, I'm really glad you told me what's here, because we're going to definitely need to dissolve this piece about the receiving, because a lot of money is going to be coming in. And what that really is, when we boil it down, it's a way in which we're protecting ourselves. And now we're going to scoop ourselves up and say, I got you. When I'm in that Joe Dispenza, nothing there needs protection. I'm fine. I'm okay. My soul, it's good, right? My ego can just take a seat so I can just get to work. Just get real, real, real expansive here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I am going to send these notes to Colleen. She'll send you stuff.
Cool. Yeah, I'm there. I'm going to do it.
I love it. And I love spending time with you. So I'm so excited. This is the best. Okay. Cool. Have an amazing day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, it's just so good when people are able to identify this colossal piece of resistance that they just didn't see. It was in their blind spot. And once they see it, they can just move into alignment. Again, thank you so much to Hannah and Diane for giving us this ability to play it for everybody. It's such a blessing to know both of these women and to be a part of their journey. You can follow Hannah on Instagram at light_up_law and go listen to her podcast called Light Up Law. Here are the takeaways. Number one, when your pockets are filled, you can pour generously. Number two, when you're in alignment with who you really are, you can't help but uplift those you come in contact with. Your value to those around you hinges only on one thing, your personal alignment. Number three, we're here to make the world more whole, alive, and expansive. We are a portal for God's light, for people to see a wider frame. We do that by standing in our most alive, sexy, joyful alignment. That's when you turn the lights on for everyone else. Number four, it's your turn. This is the time to stake your claim. Number five, we don't want to cut off abundance because the greatest gift we can give to the world is when we are tuned in, when there are no edges, when people see you that way, they say, this is available to me also. Number six, you're a part of the ocean. So who are you to not fully rise? It seems like we're separate, but that's just an illusion. We're just pools in one big field of consciousness. And number seven, it's time to scoop yourself up and say, I got you. Nothing there needs protection. You're okay. Your soul is good. Your ego takes a seat so you can get to work. All right, now I want to celebrate a win from one of our students, Rochelle, and she said, I published episode 10 yesterday. I just want to thank Kathy and her team so much. You were seriously sent to me from the universe. I've always wanted to start my own business, and I love podcasting and kids. You came across my feed, and then I couldn't get enough. Your energy is absolutely contagious. You kept opening up vibrations of possibility, courage, abundance, and pushing me to just do it. Your presence in this space matters, and the things that you create ripple through the universe. Keep holding that space for us and calling people forward into their greatness. This journey is so amazing, joyful, and satisfying, and everyone deserves to live in this vibrational state. I'm so appreciative of the pod groups that you set up. I don't think that I would have even published my first episode or gotten to number 10 without my six P's in a pod. You all inspire me. You encourage me. You allow me to be my authentic self. You give me my amazing feedback and support. And I'm so in awe of everything that you are creating on your podcast and how beautiful and impactful your content is. It gives me so much hope for the future, and I'm so grateful for all of you. Thank you for touching my heart and leading me to more soul growth. My confidence has grown tenfold. My husband and children see me so lit up, and it matters. As each of us opens up to our greatness and to these amazing vibrations of goodness, it spreads and it grows. I hope to touch others the ways that you touch me. Keep being you. Please keep telling your stories of opportunity, courage, and abundance. We need you and your team. What a fun playground you've unlocked for me. Thank you. Rochelle, that is seriously one of the most gorgeous, kind and generous things anyone has ever sent in. Thank you for sharing all of that. I am so incredibly impressed and proud of you. And I'm just blown away by how much you support your fellow pod mates. That is just so beautiful. I hope that you know that stepping into your confidence and alignment is really helping everybody else find their place too. And I want to just be along for the ride. So please keep us posted on what's next. I know that your show and your mission is going to keep on expanding. So we're here for it. You guys can go listen to Rochelle's podcast. It's called Raising Vibrant Kids. I am so grateful that you're here. I am so grateful that you're listening to the show. It really means everything. We have so many good episodes coming up, like my chat with Christina Perry. So make sure that you subscribe on Apple Podcasts or follow us on Spotify or wherever you're listening. And if you want to ask me a question about entrepreneurship or resistance or getting into alignment or abundance or anything else that you have on your mind, you can either leave us a review and include your question in the review, or you can record a voice memo on your phone, or you can just email me your question at hello@kathyheller.com and I will answer it on the podcast. And I'm wondering if you can think of someone right now who would really get so much from this podcast or from this episode. And if the answer is yes, which I believe it probably is, then share it with someone. Hit the share button and text them the link, or post the link on your Instagram stories and tag me, and tag Diane at Diane E. Gives, and tag Hannah at light_up_law. I know that they would just love to see that you guys tagged them and you appreciated this episode. Last thing, if you want to get in on the pre-sale discount for Abundant Ever After, it ends tomorrow. You can go to kathyheller.com/join and get $500 off. And then I'm also letting you know that we are still taking applications for the mastermind. If you want to be part of that highest level thing that I am creating, you can go to kathyheller.com/mastermind and you can apply for that. Lastly, I want to let you know I'm going to be doing another 3-day event on abundance, which is going to be a free event, which you can come to. You can go to kathyheller.com/abundance and grab your spot and tell your friends about it, because that is going to be something not to be missed. I love you so much. I'll leave you with a song of mine. Have an amazing weekend. Let's not leave.